you guys as manufacturers are lazy, lacking resources, or you don't want to take up the pain to get something, like, you know,
you have to invest in something that you will produce and put on the market, and as long as there is no one who is willing to buy it, you have done it for nothing, in my opinion. Starting with the small children, because nowadays they have the applications in their hands, they have the tablets in their hands, the phone in their hands,
easily find
and
it.
They press a button and they get them food everything. Or whatever,
yeah.
But they do not know the procedure behind it. So, no, that's wrong.
What do you want to say? Shawarma came from where?
Shawarma is Turkish from the Ottoman Empire.
No, shawarma is Lebanese, bro. Like, I don't think so. I'm sure everyone now who's watching would be very offended if you say that is Turkish. Because Turkey, you said it is doner there. Right? You didn't say there is shawarma.
True, but if you take the word itself, shawarma, the word comes from the Turkish word çevirme.
Get out of here. Having said that, we have Jamal from Turkey, a linguist, machinery producer, my friend since 15 to 20 years. Basically, we grew up as adults together.
Plus minus, yeah.
Yeah, plus minus multiplication.
From escaping teenager to
yeah.
Become adults.
It was like random meet we had in a conference. Until now, we are best friends, but the best friends with distant relations.
Forced distance. Let's call it forced distance.
Welcome, Jamal, to Bahrain. How do you feel?
Thank you. Much better because the weather.
Weather is good.
Yeah, the weather is really good.
Mm. Order two shawarmas for us, okay?
So,
yeah.
You like shawarma?
Yeah. The
which one? Which shawarma actually you like most?
Lebanese? Yeah.
That's
where the shawarma came from anyway.
So you are convinced that shawarma itself comes from Lebanon or Sham, better said.
Sham. Because the Lebanese shawarma is like authentic. It's nice. It's beautiful.
That's true.
It's tasty.
That's true. I love it as well, especially if it is red meat. So lamb or beef. Prefer lamb.
Why are you racist?
About the
color of the meat.
Because, you know, some animals are more polite to you and some are less polite.
What did chickens ever do to you?
You can't catch them. They fly away. No, I have myself chickens. So I'm quite polite to them. Either they lay an egg or they are on the grill. So they can choose.
You have your own farms also, huh?
Not farm.
But yeah, you have
small garden.
How many chickens do you have?
30, above 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would call it still garden.
Yeah, you were saying something about shawarma.
Shawarma. No, because I'm surprised that usually the people, humans in general, so without offending anyone, it is not to diverse, because I don't like that people diverse themselves purposely and searching for to diverse themselves from others by putting borders or differences where they actually all plus minus are the same. We are coming really from one corner of the world.
Mm.
And also, if you take it like linguistic wise in your hand and you would analyze the thing, okay, what's going on here? Like, why is that looking similar? It looks similar, but it is sound or called different. And when you really just go with the
question. You're talking about the word shawarma?
In general, like shawarma, or because if you take the shawarma itself, how does it been, let's say, produced or cooked? Cooked, better said, cooked. How?
Like a long steak with a meat
so
marinated, then it turns.
So the cooking way looks like what? Which other food? Other dish? Döner? Kebab?
Hey man, doner is copied version of shawarma they use in German because they cannot call it shawarma. That's why they have said doner.
Okay, but I'm talking just about the cooking way. So it's the same way they cook it.
The turning, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now someone
could cannot call it turning meat. It's a shawarma.
We can call it because the word itself, döner, means in Turkish rotation.
Döner is Turkish word or German word?
It's Turkish. German has nothing to do with it. It is... Turkish people who went there aboard to work there in the 1970s, and they took them food with them. which is actually interesting, and I will tell you just at the end of the story, whom else went to another country and tried to take his food with him, but didn't succeed, and completely something else evolved.
Like Israel says that hummus is theirs.
I wouldn't even enter in that subject, because even they could claim that air belongs to them, tomato belongs to them, pizza belongs to them. So
yeah,
you don't have an ending there. So it's long story at that age. Shawarma is similar to a couple of others, a couple of other dishes, which are also similar at the end of the story.
Like what?
Döner, kebab, döner.
But döner is shawarma.
No, it is, of course it is, but it is different.
It's not sliced. It's sliced like... It's
the method of itself, the seasoning, the way of cutting, the
even the bread is different.
The temperature that they're using, the sauce that they're using. In total, it's different, of course. Mm. Yeah, but the roots, that's the important part. As I said, we shouldn't diverse. Yeah, we should accept what it is, and that's it, and say, okay, that's my cousin. Even so that he has another mother, let's say, but his father is my uncle. So at the end of the story, we are all relatives. Yeah. So if you take, if you go back and they put it really on the table objectively, none for to win or to, it doesn't bring anything. No one is losing, no one is winning. It is, you are just a little bit slightly more clever, a little bit more smarter than before. That's it. Take it. And if you take that and put it on the table and say, okay, they look all same or similar, extremely similar. Mm. Why? That simple question. And then take the name of itself, the name. And let's go further. You have even a Greek version, which is called gyros, coming from the word
gyros. Gyros?
Gyros, yeah.
Okay.
You can Google it. You will see it.
So in Greece also, they have something called a shawarma?
Exactly.
They don't call it shawarma, but they call it gyros. Okay.
And then you have shawarma, and then you have döner, döner, kebab, whatever you want to name it. So let's say we will put just this three on the table.
So what do you want to say? Shawarma came from where?
Shawarma is Turkish from the Ottoman Empire. No.
Shawarma is Lebanese, bro. Like, I don't think so. I'm sure everyone now who's watching would be very offended if you say that is Turkish. Because Turkey, you said it is döner there, right? You didn't say there is shawarma.
True, but if you take the word itself, shawarma, the word comes from the Turkish word çevirme.
Get out of here.
And the simplest way is, of course, nowadays everyone is smart. As you automatically denied it, yeah, let's say, or you gave a reaction, which is natural, it's human, it's normal. That's what I'm, let's say, recommending not to do. Just to be neutral and to take the black smart device
I'm
in your hand.
I'm taking it, okay.
And to ask, okay, first of all, like, shawarma, yes, it was developed, or not developed, actually, advanced, let's call it, in Lebanon, in Sham. True, but, but simple question. The year that it was...
Ah, you mean to say the guy who cooked in Lebanon was Turkish?
No.
But invented by Lebanon?
No, from the beginning, the first one ever was invented even in Turkey itself, in the Ottoman time. I do not know the year exactly, but can be in the 7th or 18th century. And from there up, it, of course, expanded into multiple countries where, at that moment, there was no country. It was Ottoman Empire.
Mm.
So even Lebanon, even Syria, even whomever you want to call later, was splitted by Skyson-Picot map because these countries never existed before.
Oh, okay.
So how you can
claim... Lebanon was called what?
There was no calling. It's called Sham. Okay. It is the area. It's a territory.
Let me ask ChatGPT.
Sure. Just go.
Hey, I want to know, where was shawarma founded? I'm sure it is Lebanon, right?
Shawarma is believed to have originated in the Ottoman Empire, which covered parts of modern-day Turkey and the Levant, including Lebanon. So it's a Middle Eastern dish that has become... You're welcome.
What do you mean with included?
Please go on.
Shawarma has definitely gained popularity all around the world. It's interesting how this dish has evolved in different countries, with each place adding its own unique twist to it. Do you have a favorite type of shawarma?
No, thank you for insulting me. You won.
I would not say, like you mentioned, you won or you win. No, it is the only thing it is. In fact, actually, you win something. At the moment, I win every day with learning something else, but you want something.
But who learns in such a detail about shawarma? I mean, are you jobless?
No, it's not. Kind of, yeah. It's not about shawarma just itself. It can be anything and further. I'll give you some other examples later on. So it is actually the simple.
I think you know, like you were saying, shawarma for shawarma. Yeah. I think because you're a linguist.
Of course, that's an advantage. Yeah, but my advantage itself as a human, as personality, is to question with one simple question: why? Nothing else, not more, not less, but not in a manner of not accepting it or questioning it or no, just to understand it. Because when you understand something, you can easily more adapt yourself to that situation, whatever it is. For that reason, for example, if we go on with that subject, and I told you already what is the meaning of that word, what they are using, it's actually quite obvious and simply that you can follow further and track back what is going on there. So this means, in fact, okay, durnar means, in fact, a rotation itself, the word. So the rotated meat or the rotated kebab, because kebab comes from the word kibbe. Kibbe means, in fact, meat.
That's also Lebanese.
Kind of, because language, really, you can't. Because if at one moment, I would be, let's say, really like ignorant. Of course, there was Lebanese people speaking Arabic and nowadays called Lebanon itself. But at that time, it was Ottoman Empire.
Mm.
So there was Turkish when they invented. It's a yeah, little okay. bit weird, no?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. So, no, of course, I recognize that these are Arabic-speaking Lebanese people at that moment who invent or advance or change the flavor or something, and they do their own dish, their own way. Clear. Okay, got it. You get it funny. Yeah, you laugh, but at the end of the day, nowadays, we are searching all such guys. Not to do all and every.
Even me, myself, we are like that. I'm like around 5-7% myself.
Nah, but that's the difference because you do it for yourself. That's a huge difference. If you do something for yourself, it doesn't count even. Doesn't count at all. But if you do it because you like the situation, the position or the place that you are working with, and you get along with the laborers, with the boss, with the atmosphere, and you like to have, I say, not more, but to keep it stable as possible, your position, your work life, and. I mean, I did it in the past as well. I mean, I was working in multiple places, companies, whatever you want to call them all. And when you like the place, because you are treated also, okay, good, well, whatever you want to name it, you want that it stays as it is, so you don't want to change. And when you see something, even so it's not your job, you lift it up from the ground. You take action.
But the employees, they could say, this is not written in my job description.
True, but I'm not like threatening them because it's not so it's my voluntary company.
If you want, you basically earn your position or make your position.
No, the thing is, in fact, if you care about the company itself, and now it is not like, oh, why should I care about Apple?
Why should I care about company? Because company should care about me, right?
Plus, minus, yeah? But the thing is, in fact, the labors, or the whole system, let's say, the whole organism, doesn't work properly. At one moment, you don't have that job anymore at all. Yeah. So now go on and search another company.
These are the same people who is basically crying and saying, oh, we are not getting enough jobs.
Plus, minus, because they are
willing. Because they don't want to do stuff when they get the job.
They want to do the minimum, just the minimum. Yeah, and then expecting really to get the maximum out of like appreciation. But that doesn't work like this, not at all.
It doesn't work this anymore. Before, kind of worked somehow in corporate jobs.
Still.
And now the HR and now the bosses, they are all smart now, you know. And the market is so tight to serve any person who is dormant.
The only one who is able to really confirm that this dish was done properly and can be saved is someone who is a chef cook, a proper guy who is really into that, nothing else. I'm talking about really someone who works his ass off for 30 years to do really specific
dishes.
You're
saying these are the people we need now.
Will need them forever. Okay. Not now, forever. Yeah. Let's call them calibration. Because whenever something is going, let's say, not anymore accurate, you need someone to calibrate it, right?
Yeah, so okay. We need these people.
Let me then give you another example, which is even actually better or similar. You know, since when there are 3D printed houses or robots building houses?
I've seen this online, but I don't know if it is a reality.
It's reality. It's pure reality, and we have it since years.
As a machinery producer, you are saying it is a reality.
It is reality, and
it, it can be done.
It is quite easy to be done and really good, and as long as you have specific technical specs which you really follow. But here again, I could build a machine, for example, let's say. Yeah, if there would be an investor coming tomorrow and saying, hey, you know what, I know that you have the technical skills to build the machine. We are talking about machineries just, yeah. Yes, I'm able to build the machine. But believe me, I have zero knowledge about constructions. So now the thing that would be missing in the middle is, in fact, you have the financing system, you have the machinery and engineering team, you have the machine on the ground. And now you have to build a house. But the question is right now, where and to on which part we have to pay attention to not do mistakes from the beginning, because you can't go back. Now you need a guy with really, really huge experience in construction itself. And I'm not talking about a stupid degree that they have from the university or somewhere. I do not know what. Someone who studied for 30 years but never went once and touched a brick. This, you can really scrap them. I don't care. No one needs them anymore in future.
Did you have such kind of employees in your company?
It's not about me to have them. Yeah, you can see them. They apply, or you see them at any other places, or you are getting confronted with them in other domains. And when you think, okay,
well, it's fine to be as a fresher and apply for a job. The thing is, if he didn't have any, if he didn't have any experience while he was studying, then he becomes a zero.
I'm not against that you study long and then you start somewhere, but I'm against those who are studied long and have I don't know how many diplomas, and from one day to another they put them as a chief director of I do not know what.
Mm.
Whether they was never on the ground to understand what is really actually the main issue, why the company is not working, why they are not advancing, why they are not faster, why they are not safer, whatever. Never they will understand it, because he came from the desk to the desk. So what do you expect from that guy? No empathy. I'll give you one example. We have teams who are servicing our machineries. And they go sometimes abroad. Abroad means even other cities, it doesn't matter. And they stay there, let's say, for 2 or 3 weeks, maybe sometimes 4 weeks. When they come back, I force them to take a 10-day paid, of course, yeah, it's on our cost, 10 days to stay with them, children and family, and rest just. To not do anything.
Why?
Simple. Because if you put yourself into them shoes, how often could you do this action? Let's say you come back, you have 2 days, you change again, you pack back again your bag, and what, you have to go again? How often you will do this? 1 month, 2 months, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times?
Human needs to be more human in this time and age, I think.
Exactly. And if you're on the field, let's say, if you have this experience once in your life where you go with these guys and stay on the field, and really live and eat the same way they do, whatever they do, it doesn't matter. And then come back after this 3 weeks home. And just imagine for 1 second, someone will knock now your door, give you a call and say, pack your bag, we are tomorrow going again to I don't know where. How often you will do it? So these people who are coming from desk to the desk will never really understand how things should work and run. Anyway, that's another topic. So things, in fact, let's say robotics and will for sure, and not to 100%, there is nothing ever called 100%, but to a specific percentage, they will replace people who are simple, I'm saying again, not offending or anything else, but they are, or they prefer themselves even to just do a simple job.
The old-fashioned titles will go off.
Exactly. They will go
the
off.
Clerks, accountants, and
because,
I don't know.
Exactly. Because there are no robotics, roboters, because these are simple jobs. Sorry for that. But let's say a packaging, you put just another, let's say there is a box which has to fill up and has to be sent out, right? Even for checking if it was properly filled up, or properly closed, or properly in weight. Even for this, I can make a robot. Yeah, some scanners, recordings, you know, some observation, and some weight system. That's it. So the machine itself can control itself. It was done good. But if it is a high level job, where really you say, no, there is no way back, like engineering, like making big industrial kitchens. Yeah, so really where you can't say, no, I'm going now to cook I don't know how many meals. And there is no chef cook to really say, no, whoa, that's cooked too much. Stop it. So let's say, I don't know how they call him. When they make live music in the theater?
DJ?
Not DJ, come on.
That?
You are too modern. With the violin and with the
Theatrical,
guitar and the
something.
guy who's guiding them.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da,
Exactly.
da, whatever, yeah.
This guy will stay forever. Kind of. Because he's giving them exactly, even so, they have the script in front of them. Yeah.
We can,
In
even
German.
now I think AI can replace that.
Yes, but you look, it is the point here is, in fact, what I'm referring to is, in fact, you have to have one master
Yeah, that should be there.
who is
Guiding.
giving the coordination, even by any kind of mistake, to
Even to code,
intervene.
you need guys.
Intervene. No, he needs to intervene sometimes, where you say, no, that's too much. So, as you see, there are humans and they are making music, and still there is someone who's giving them really the direction, saying, oh, okay, now it's you, now it's you. They have the script in front of them. Why?
Having said all that, in our industry, in scrap industry,
Yeah.
20 years back or 15 years back, I see the same machinery coming even now. Why there is no advancement whatsoever in this kind of field? Still, it is too much labor intensive. It is like automation. Yeah, people say we can provide, but it is not yet there.
No one is willing to pay for it.
Why?
Because energy and money.
But are you I mean,
There is,
with
there
more
is.
technology, I believe the labor expenses will go down. So why wouldn't they invest? Why wouldn't they pay? Is it because you guys as manufacturers are lazy, lacking resources, or you don't want to take up the pain to get something like,
You have to invest in something that you will produce and put on the market. And as long as there is no one who is willing to buy it, you have done it for nothing, simply.
But see, most of the time it is not the buyer requirement. I mean, iPhone didn't come thinking that, buyers would need it. I mean, now it's 550 BD, like 5,500 dirhams, 10,000. It's costly, it's
True.
expensive. They released it and then people bought it.
Yeah, but
They didn't ask for it.
You are comparing one thing with another. One is mass production with mass clients, and one is a specific niche. It's really specific niche, which means, in fact, out of one country, you have maybe 100 clients.
Like,
So,
what are the machines we have right now? Let's say for a normal scrapyard, it's the cable
yeah,
strippers,
from cable
it is
stripping, alligator
baling
shears.
machines, and it is shear machines, shear baler, inclined shear. I've been seeing this for years and years. Why, at least on the mechanical, leave the AI technology part,
Yeah.
at least on the mechanical, we don't see some new solutions, guys.
As I really said again,
No one is inventing in your field, 100%.
no, I agree about you about that, but
No one is taking that effort or skin in the game to just bring something new. I mean, there are big conferences happening there. There are
yeah.
masterminds coming, talking about, oh, markets up, markets down, sharing business cards.
Yeah.
What's exactly happening? What's new? No, there's nothing new.
There is nothing dramatically new. That's definitely, I agree with you. The only thing is, in fact, that when you want to invent something, you need someone who is really behind you and saying, hey, look, I can predict as you are predicting the future, and I would like to join you. And here is my letter of trust, let's say, that I will really, once this machine is finished, I will take it. And here, I would be willingly even putting double of the cost of the machine to make it, and even zero, even if I go in negative, to build it and to hand it over to that client and seeing working it. But unfortunately, I am so pretty sure, and I know it, that nowadays they go for old school and they do not want to be
So
the
you're saying
first one.
scrapyard owners are mostly
Oh,
traditional.
they are too old school, and that's nothing new. I can just give you a small
So that's the
anecdote.
problem there. They are old
One of the,
school.
well, let's say one of the problem.
They are old
I
school.
will not put the whole effect or the whole disaster on one person or one side. I was 2012 or 13 in Jeddah. At that moment, we was trying to sell regularly normal machines still, which was difficult. And now imagine that,
Like the
because
normal baler.
failures, yes.
Not the
No, nothing.
continuous press.
No. I mean, like, you have machineries. And at that moment, at that day, 2010, 12, 13, whatever you want to take of that year, I was visiting yards and picture in front of my eyes is still there. 20 guys with oxygen cutters and cutting steel. And I tried
But that could be mechanically cut.
I tried hardly to convince this gentleman. I said, "Dear sir, look, I'm really not talking to you on behalf of as a seller or a machinery producer. I just want to understand you because it's in my nature. Why do you do this?" "It's quick job. It's done like this." I said, "But sir, look, these are 20 guys, 30 guys, oxygen, and really dangerous, whatever. You can replace all these guys with one single machine or two, let's say, yeah? With a loading machine."
You know, having said that, these 20 employees, yeah. Right now, the cost of 20 employees, just the Akama, without salary, without accommodation, is 200,000 riyals per year.
There you got it. Okay, wait. That's a good point, but stay there. No, I didn't succeed 1 year later or whatever, because I'm, you know, visiting them every 6 month periodical. And I took them once aside and I said, "Please, sir, really, I want just to understand it. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I want to understand because I want to do my job properly. What's the main reason that you don't take a machine and instead really are working?" That's old school at that time. Yeah. He said, "Guy, look."
What kind of machine did you suggest?
It's a shear, inclined shear or shear baler. It doesn't matter. It is, in fact, you throw.
What
the
about
whole
the shear attachment excavator?
No.
That's not good.
No, it is good for demolition, but not for mass.
Yeah, to poke and tear,
exactly.
And poke and tear like aeroplanes.
Exactly, that. But if you have mass cutting, mass really, yeah, you have to put a big quantity and just cut.
Yeah. So put all in the machine.
That's a waste of time.
Yeah.
But that's a good shear. I'm not complaining about it. When you have any construction that has to be shredded down to a specific size, so that can feed into that shears. Mm. So he said, "Look, my friend," at that time, maybe I'm really mistaken, but at that time, approximately, he said, "I'm paying $100 plus minus, it can be more a little bit, per person in a month."
That those times, not now.
Dot, no, I'm not about now.
$100 is like what? Nothing, man.
I'm talking about that time.
Wow.
But please, I mean, like, you know the conditions.
Probably
know the
$200 at least.
It depends on the person. It depends. Maybe with food, with whatever. Maybe they give them accommodation. Don't ask me. Seriously, I have no idea. But this was the conditions there. And you know, I'm not naming now anyone, but you know also that in the 2010, 9 and whatever, there were so many workers, laborers without any permission even.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Nothing's that strict.
Exactly. They was not that strict at that moment. So there was people for free, really. Like they have somewhere to sleep, energy, food, and they had some the money. So the thing is, in fact, he convinced me. Look, he convinced me because it is mathematically logical.
It's okay.
It's not okay, actually. Like,
but now it's not okay because it's very expensive.
Yes, but that's what changed. So the mind of that person that didn't change. The calculator changed.
And even now, they don't want anything, any machines.
No.
They want to do it all manually.
Kind of, because still, let's say the calculation is manpower plus old school machines is okay. But one day will be coming again soon where they will say, machine. And it will happen again. Because now if you go, you have, I don't know how many shear balers and shears and whatever of kind of old school machinery that at 2010 hardly was able to get to the man to sell it. So at that moment, you could ask me the same question, but not now about a developed machine, about the machine in general, saying, why are you not able to sell a machine to these guys?
So even the normal machines, which is already invented, people don't want. That's what you're saying.
At that time, 2010.
Yeah.
So
how is the demand now?
The demand now is huge for normal, regular machines. Of course, they have to be reliable.
But I think
good,
because it's expensive and because you're international, they must be suffering on financing, right?
No, it's not actually financing. Some of them have a leakage of technical knowledge. They do not know the difference of what is what. And they cannot compare.
Why is it that? Is it because you guys are very difficult to communicate with?
Maybe, I mean, you can also name it like this. I don't see any issues that someone see it that way. But actually, in general, if you start to talk to anyone on the market who is in that field, either they are too big so that the bosses, again, don't know anything what's happening there, they are so small that they are actually focused on how to cash money tomorrow from them last shipping and getting back, that they are not,
They are into operational havoc.
they
They
are
are not able
plus
to
minus, that they are
think.
not free to sit down and say, okay, what is a gear pump, and what is Parker, and what is Rexron, what is Kawasaki, what is what. It is like nowadays
You know,
to
like
buy a
what?
car.
Mm.
Can you compare a car nowadays?
What do you mean, like compare car?
Car.
Yeah, cars, yeah, you can
You can
compare, yeah.
compare, okay. If you take a CLA, for example, Mercedes CLA, which car you would compare it with?
I'm not good in cars, but
It doesn't
something
matter.
like BMW 7 Series, something.
No,
No,
exactly.
CL.
It's
CL is
CLA.
three of five series.
A. CLA. It is
AA,
actually. It's
CLA
an
means, yeah,
A-Class.
so it'll
It's
be
an
like,
A-Class. It's an
so
A-Class.
BMW.
It's an A-Class Sporty. Yeah, it's a BMW 2.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, something like. But you are comparing just the outer shell right now.
Not the engine, not the mechanism.
Nothing. And they have not the capacity to do that. I'm not blaming. Again, it's not blame, but it is just the situation on the market where you say, okay, there is a lack of communication. True.
So the
Possible, yeah.
knowledge in the scrap industry is very minimal. It's everything is so secretive. People don't share, and we don't
Unfortunately.
have anything much in
Unfortunately.
online,
Unfortunately.
right?
One day, there was a magazine. I will not name the name of it. And I was complaining. Me as a machinist, I said, hey, you are not objective. You are not fair. You're not doing really good publicity. Not publicity itself, like paid publicity. And they said, why? I said, okay, look, please, around you on the market in general. There are so many other magazines in general, like let's say cars again back, yeah, where they put cars on the magazine, but they compare them immediately with the other car, saying, hey, yeah, this car has that, but careful, it has a turbo.
Yeah, there's no one like that.
There is no magazine, nothing.
Oh, when I see a
No
magazine, it's
news.
only about the founder's photo,
Yeah.
and his father started it since years and years, and I think we don't need that information because it doesn't help. And
It
that
is
whole magazine goes into nothing but paper scrap.
okay
I
to.
mean, play. See, I mean, with all respect to their founders and businesses, which I mean, this is not helping as a community for the
We are
scrap
not
industry.
talking right now about them. We're not talking about the founders anyway. We're talking
No,
about the
I'm
mega.
talking about like that space could be used
Yes.
for giving information about the technology out there so that people can think of buying
Exactly.
and adopting the solution.
I'll put a question right now back. In that years, in all that years, whom you know in the market who once went on a magazine or anywhere else, any kind of platform and said, even so not with sharing his secret, that's not the point, yeah? Hey guys, look, I found a way how to treat old oil to make I don't know what and I don't know what and I don't know what. Yeah, something like with that actually would be difficult to be
Yeah.
treated. If you have any problems or issue with this, send the material please to me. I can help you out from there. No.
Scrap is secretive.
Secret. It
You can't
stays.
get so many information even out of Google or
And this is one of the biggest issues, that in fact they do not inform each other in between each other. And I'm talking really just positive,
And
yeah?
this could actually save each other's money.
Yes, a lot.
Like together.
A lot.
Together, like it's just that people are worried about the local competition, but they are forgetting when you're secretive, especially in this time and age,
Yeah.
when you're not sharing information, this could also in reverse help you.
If
Like let's say there is a database talking about copper or talking, let's say a transformer, 1000 kVA weighs this much. Cable, 1 into 1000 fetches this many kilo of copper. Like imagine these are like information. And let's say one guy talks about, I got machines from ABCD company, and you know, after several years, this is the problem happened. You could change this stuff, blah blah blah. Like we said, see in Reddit and we see in Quora, you know, for every other products, everything is available. But for scrap, no.
That's what
Even
I
the
mean.
scrap magazines, like, yes, I'm so sorry, you guys are not doing enough job.
No, there is not at
Like
all.
even the events, I've stopped going because all I hear is LME up, LME down, LME up, LME down. But bro, we all know that.
There is no unity, really. No unity at all. I mean, whatever they
With
want to
all that
call it.
community and events you guys have, and I mean, I'm calling out. Yes, because there's no change.
I'm calling out so many years ago because you have to be realistic, you have to be honest, you have to be And it's not like this, sorry for the bullshit honesty, like, oh, we are honest. No, be really honest. I had so many interviews with so many companies, even with national TV, Turkish national TV, yeah, where they was putting the mic in front of me and saying, oh, you are doing in recycling and blah blah blah. What is your opinion? And of course you say your opinion, but they don't like to hear the truth.
Everyone wants sugar-coated
I'm more than
recycle.
sure. They want really more than sugar coated, they want also inside sugar. Yeah, they want to be pumped
They don't want
in
to,
full with
like,
sugar.
people want to talk about recycling, people want to be associated with recycling, but people don't want to soil their hands. You know, people want to go green, but they don't want to touch the mud. You know, it's something like that. I mean, people don't want to, like, when we get approached for recycling services and you know, blah, blah, when we say there is like for curbside recyclables collection, when there is an amount, oh, you know, we are doing this. Okay, you need, there is a skin in the game, bro. We need to address the issues. I mean, if we are lifting everyone up, you know, I don't think so. It's going to serve us as the contributors of recycling community.
I agree with you. Ask me the same questions that actually all others ask me, and then after cancel the whole interview. Why do we recycle? Ask me this question.
Why do we recycle?
For money. To learn is something else, and I'm not insisting that everyone should go and learn everything in precise and in whole details. No, I'm telling that just you should know at least the procedure. Like, for example, now it's a kind of like out of topic, but it isn't, yeah. If you eat cheese and you know that it's coming, or it's been made out of milk, you should know at least the procedure, like the method how they do it. I'm not saying that why you don't know how to make cheese.
Sometimes when you know the method, you don't feel like eating it.
That's something else.
Cheese is nice on burgers.
No, but
Milk is nice with the breakfast.
still you should actually really know at least the
Not everyone
rough
wants to know
method.
it.
I didn't say that everyone wants, everyone should. But in my opinion, starting with the small children, because nowadays they have the applications in their hands, they have the tablets in
You
their hands, the
can,
phone in their
yeah,
hands,
easily find
and they
it.
press a button and they get them food or
Everything.
whatever, but they do not know the procedure behind it. So, no, that's wrong. At least the minimal, simple life subjects, let's call them, yeah, that are in life, how do they work? Not, you don't need to be a mechanic to repair a car. You don't need to be it, but at least understand how the simplest physical,
It
mechanical
helps.
procedures
It is handy for you.
exactly. And it is for no reason. I'm not saying to do all this stuff by yourself, yeah. But at least you should know the simplest
You always have pushed
things.
me to think for that.
Exactly. And
Always.
there you had it also, like where I was telling you, no, think please. Because why? Tomorrow you might be not reaching me. And you have a big issue. You are somewhere. You need to move on. And I prefer to have a relation with whomever, let's call him client or friend or friend and client, yeah, to be independent also. Because it's not important to just sell or to give spare parts and. No,
And because of that, you
that's
know,
not good.
and because of that, when my staff, when they make any issue with the baler, when they stop, when anything happens, before calling you guys, I go and check. And
Checking.
I think at least 70 or 50% of times, I have solved it later.
You see?
Because I understand, like, it is what they say, like, most of them, what they say, oh, machine stopped working. And you don't like that word.
No.
I have noticed that.
No.
Whenever I would say, okay, where, what, where is it exactly? Did you check that? Did you check this?
What was the last procedure? What was the last procedure that you did, for example? The minimal, that's the simplest way. What did you do the last minute so that it stopped? Anyway, let's say kind of. I actually understood that knowledge is more important than your ego, than so many things. I could not list them right now. That you have to crave for knowledge, seriously. And that's why I was telling you, even at that time, no, Radha Namshit, please search yourself the main mistakes or what it could be, and then we will go step by step to reach the potential mistake or reason of breakdown. And like this, you reach a kind of your own confidence to manage it. And here, from that age up, I understood you have to collect knowledge.
But now knowledge is at fingertips, like you said. Yes. So people are more lazy to, like, why would I want to know when everything is door to door? Like right now, let's talk about the phone service. I can have someone come,
yeah,
or probably just drop out, drop it at a shop, and he would bring it back to me. You know, things have become like, I don't think so that anyone is learning out of passion. Everyone are learning for the buck, and everyone are learning to get some profession. Otherwise, learning, I don't think so, is happening otherwise, right? What do you think?
If we link it to,
like, our... if I have a son which is of 13-year-old, I don't think so he would be that inquisitive like you.
Okay, that time was that time. I'm not forcing anyone today to do plus minus the same things or whatever, but the mentality should stay the same. Look, I'm saying it exactly
to stand out.
To stand out. Because the thing is, in fact, now I'm not asking anyone to go and question, okay, why does the fan rotate in this direction and not that direction? It's just an example. The thing is, in fact, whatever you are having passion about to do it, you should be really open-minded. Open-minded doesn't mean to be open-minded about a couple of, you know, cultural. No. Open-minded means, in fact, like to really take distance from the happening and to observe it from really on far aerial distance.
View. Aerial view.
Exactly. Bird view, whatever you want to call it. And to see already, like, what could be coming next? If you don't have that, because you didn't have a question, and you was, you know, like, just always, you know, focusing on one single subject and continuously just doing that. At one moment, you wake up as like Nokia, as like, we can count till I don't know how many, yeah, like the BlackBerry, like, there are so many companies really and products, let's say, who was not open-minded enough to realize, saying, oh, sorry, shit,
I need to get into
you missed the train.
But you know, Nokia, at one time, they were the most innovative company. Like having a camera on a phone was a thing. You know, I remember my uncle explaining to his uncle, like the guy asked, like, why would we have a camera on a phone? You know, and then he would be like, see, now let's say you have a curry on your table and now you can take a picture and send via MMS. We used to have MMS.
Then. Exactly.
You know, he was explaining. I still remember his like graphic. And right. Now if you explain this to anyone, I'm like, well, what are you saying?
Perfect. But here, look, you can link it really to the point where I told you, you should not have an ego, yeah, or being arrogant.
The know-it-all attitude.
Exactly. But I do not even mean it in a single person character way, even as a company. Because if you have that ego, exactly, this will happen to you. At the end of the day, it will happen to you, no matter whom you are. It really doesn't matter, because Nokia never listened to the market and demand of the people what they want, and they never switched to Android.
They reached level that they don't want to think anymore or something.
They are the mogul of phones. They have the monopole, but things can change, because the only one who is them boss is or are the people.
Yeah.
And when the people see, hey, no, this one is nice. With this one, I can do that, whatever. You know, like, we can count till tomorrow. And Nokia still believed, or stayed in the belief that, oh, no, we will be the number one. And really, from 1 year to another, they took over. The whole other brands took over. We can continue. Me and you, I think we was really big fans of BlackBerry.
Oh, yeah.
Why did we switch? Why did we change?
Yeah. BBM, what was yours? BBM and BBM number was where, like, it was a thing, huh?
Exactly. But now give me your reason, why did you switch
to BlackBerry?
No, from BlackBerry. Why did you leave it? Because it was existing. Even till now, it was
the
existing.
The apps years. Advanced. Messengers advanced. Okay. WhatsApp came.
Great.
Then, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah, iPhones came. And then Android came. So things changed. Like BBM had some technique that, you know, your messages are super fast.
It was great. Yeah. I don't blame the phone itself. Yeah. I don't blame anything about the phone. And
like,
the,
I think before WhatsApp, like, if there is any messenger which existed on mobile phones is as effective,
BBM.
Was BBM.
I agree with you. But the thing is, in fact, right now, we switched both of us, even so BlackBerry still continued to produce phones and to exist on the market. We switched to another brand. So we are not naming it, but we switched. And the reason I can tell you definitely what it was, because, you know, as you saw, I'm interested in technology and phones and because of my past, was I can give you precise the reason. My friends in general, private or business wise, had always something that they was talking about. Let's say, I don't know, an application without naming them, right? Yeah. No? And I'm talking as well with them, and they tell me, for example, oh, I will share with you now this, check it on this application. And I was searching for this application and I didn't have it. Even not in the app store, let's call it. And I was confused. I said, why he has it and I don't have it? And just 5-6 months later, this was the earliest, this was the fastest or the most popular applications. You had them later in BlackBerry, but really way later. And non-popular applications, but still useful, you didn't have them at all. It took really maybe 2 years. Yeah. Till they was also implemented into BlackBerry application shop. And after 2 years, I really gave up. I said, no, it's not possible that I'm running after, let's say, my friends, but it's not actually the topic, but it is actually that I'm behind. No matter what is coming on the market.
Yeah, you want to catch up with the...
Exactly, because anyway, we are in a fast time.
Yeah.
And 2 years later, to be confronted with the application that people already, you know, swallowed and digested, and it's over almost, and you just get confronted with, this it was. It's like someone watching a movie, 2 years before you, everyone already spoke about it, talk about it, laugh about it, had all the memes, everything, the whole history is already chewed, and even spit it out. And then you are coming 2 years later and you are watching the same movie, and then you go to your friend, you know, you saw that, in that movie.
Yeah.
And he will look to you and say, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, that happens to me.
What's wrong with you? You know, like,
when people say about Hollywood movie back then, I was not watching it much, and they would be like, what, you don't know about him?
Yeah,
you didn't see this? Like, I would sound very strange to them.
So that was actually the technological part where I would say, no, that's a no-go. It's not acceptable. I can wait 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's somehow, let's say, a little bit.
You legit. Can't delay too much, but you don't want to be that fast.
Exactly. So there, and this was the reason why I switched from BlackBerry.
Mm.
So I give you another information.
Before that. You talked about fan. I want to ask about fan.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No.
No, I want to ask.
Okay.
Why does fan rotate clockwise and not anti-clockwise?
If you ask me, it doesn't matter. It is the wing. If you rotate the wing, you know, there are multiple, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever. They have an angle. And they rotate.
But why isn't it rotating anti-clockwise? Is it because of the motors are designed like that?
No. If you change the phases, it will rotate to the other side. So it doesn't matter actually, but it's rotating actually based on the wing angle. If you would switch,
but
it
is always designed in a way that it rotates clockwise.
It is just a habit, so it doesn't have any importance.
Okay, why then, when you send me any machinery, you always tell me, Namshid, quickly start the machine and make sure and switch it off. Quickly start the machine and switch it off and make sure it's turning right and not left.
I'm happy that something's ticked.
Yeah. So,
to your knowledge.
yeah. So, and ever since, whenever I plug the machine, this is what the trick I do. Looks like a rule of thumb.
It is.
I just start and switch it off. And if it's turning anti-clockwise, that means I need to rewire it, because probably the yellow and brown and blue, you know, every country has different. So then I have to switch it. And then if it turns, and then I do that trick again. If it turns right, perfect, let's go. Why was that?
It is actually to have a standard. That's all, nothing else. But the function itself, if you want or you insist to do it the other way, you can do it. That's not eliminating you. In the subject of fan, it is the wing, yeah, the angle of the wing. If you would rotate it, and there are some machines, just keep in mind, like fans and like turbos or whatever you want to call them all, they are able to switch the angle to give air or to suck air.
Mixed line, yeah.
So as there are something like this, so this makes you understand that, okay, so it's rotating in the same direction without changing the direction, but it is able to give air or to suck air.
Yeah.
So, okay, so let's say you rotate the wing, you suck air, but now someone else comes and changes the phases of the electricity, it will rotate to the other side, but now it will give you air.
Okay.
So technically, it doesn't change much. Why they do this? I'll give you something as interesting as you like interesting things. I would not say now Europe, but yeah, of course, some technical things or some things evolved from Europe itself. And the thing is, in fact, one of them is D-norm. Screws. Anyone and everyone in this world knows that they are rotating in a specific direction.
Clockwise to tight and anti-clockwise to loosen it.
Perfect. Is there a reason? No.
I don't know. So it's to probably make it a industry standard.
Exactly, Dean. Deutsche Industrie Norm. German industrial norm.
Okay.
And everyone stick to it, and that's it.
Like right now, they forced iPhones to have USB-C rather than Lightning.
It's again a norm.
So it's universal.
It's again a
universal.
Norm. Perfect. And now you get something funny. Do you have any idea why cars in England are driving on the left side and other cars in Germany or even Bahrain driving on the right side?
Even India is on left.
Yeah. Do you have any idea?
Because it happened like that, or I don't know.
No, nothing happens like
that. It has a reason.
Of course. But you see, this is the thing. Simple. You see it obviously in front of you. You see it obviously in front of you, something. And it is not to sit there and ask, okay, why is that? Why is that? Why is that? No. But there are two main different things. Simple, right? At least ask this question, saying, okay, why there is a group driving on the left and why there is a group driving on the right. It's not logical. It's simple, actually.
Okay.
It's coming. It's
interested to know.
Yeah, it's coming from the time where Napoleon was in power, let's say, yeah? Until he came to power, everyone was going on the left side. So you go on the left side, and the other side, of course, also on the left side. So it means, in fact, me and you, your right shoulder would touch my right shoulder when we would cross each other.
Okay.
Clear till here?
Okay.
And when Napoleon came, he said, no, left. So my left shoulder would touch your left shoulder when we cross each other's way.
Okay.
And the reason...
But that's when I'm on the right.
You... Yeah, but that's... The point is, in fact, like... For you to understand, just visual. Yeah.
Okay.
When we cross each other, so you come towards me and I come towards you.
So I'll be on your right and then you will hit on my left shoulder.
No. Your left shoulder, like right now.
Okay.
Would come to my left shoulder. Yeah. So I'm passing by you.
Yeah.
Left to left.
Okay.
Before, it was right to right.
Okay.
And it has a simple reason. In the past, they was fighting with swords.
Uh-huh.
So when they was on the horse or even walking, they was always confronting each other right to right. So they could fight each other immediately right to right.
Don't tell me this guy was a left-handed.
And he was a left-handed.
You're kidding me. This is not a fact. I need to fact check this.
You can fact check everything you want. I don't. And this happened.
How did you find this out? What did people taught you, or you just
no
Google this shit? I don't know.
Simple things, which is one historical.
Second, you even asked this question.
Yeah. Why? It is simple because it's so obvious. You are sitting there, or you're traveling, let's say, on Plus, yeah? And you see there are people driving, right? And people are, you say, okay, that's really so stupid because cars are being produced and are a waste because can't import a car from Japan. I love the Nissan Skyline, but you can't take it.
But you can change. Always there is a way to change.
No, it is so costly that
it is costly.
It doesn't matter.
So even Japan is left-handed driving.
Left-handed.
Yeah.
And you say, okay, why? Who made this? And it was Napoleon.
Wow.
Because he's left-handed. So and only, he needs to fight with the left
hand. How is that in India and Pakistan? Why it is left?
Same. Because
the guy was there as well?
No.
Or someone else?
The thing that you have to understand is that Europe is actually one family.
In England, I mean, England ruled India, so probably that's why.
Yes, but you have to know now, okay, France is right now. You're in France, you drive right, but in England, still you drive left.
Okay. Wow.
The thing is, in fact, that these countries was ruled by cousins, brothers, whatever you want to call them, family. Okay. I call them simply one family.
Mm.
One was conquering the other, and so on, and so on, and so on. So Napoleon and the British Empire or kingdom was going back and forward to conquer each other.
Mm.
And England sticked on it. They stayed there. They stayed as they stayed on that left driving. And of course, as they was also conquering Japan, they was conquering India, and they took that method of driving, of walking, of whatever, moving with them, and they gave it to them.
Mm.
And some countries stay, some countries switched. It is really confusing. Turkey, for example, is right, but we have an island which is Cyprus.
Mm.
It is left.
Wow.
Because it was ruled by England for years.
So wherever England has gone, they have put up the...
Kind of. But because there are also some other countries who changed immediately. Once the British left, they changed.
Mm. Because India didn't. And I think Australia is also, because it's British.
I don't know. I'm not sure if it's right or left. But
it was ruled and it still belongs to
England.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. And so this is the main thing I recommend everyone to simply really, when you see something obviously... Just ask the
question
yourself. I'm not even telling
ask the chat GPT.
Nowadays you have so many possibilities, as you said, to sit down and say, oh, I figure out something which is weird. Yeah,
but it can waste your time now, because when you're doing something productive and then you suddenly get in
I'm not saying that you should go all day around and ask, okay, why is this that and why is that. No, I'm talking about really something which is obviously, like right and left driving, it's so obvious, yeah, that you should ask yourself, okay, it must have a reason, yeah. Mm. And these things, okay, how much do they bring you? They advance you, let's say. Even so, they don't bring you something at the moment, on the spot, but they bring you something to have a kind of understanding of the world. Like just even simple things can change completely the procedure of understanding, the procedure of changes, the procedure, the whole procedure.
Yeah.
Simple things. I will ask you now a question, let's say. Who entered America the first time?
Red Indians.
No, okay, they was there.
Okay.
Yeah, but like from Europe, who is known to be America's?
I don't know.
They say usually Christoph Columbus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm. Right? Okay, now simple question. That's what I mean with, why is it then called America? It should be called Columbus, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
No?
Who named it America then?
An Italian who was actually before him, Americo.
Americo?
Amerigo.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It is bizarre, no? It was named after the Italian. Because he was before Columbus there.
So his name is Americo?
His surname is Amerigo. You can Google it. I don't know the first name.
So you're saying America, the name
Comes from
comes
Amerigo.
from Italian.
From the surname Amerigo.
Americo.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
And that's actually the simplest part what I'm referring to. I'm not a millionaire now or whatever, just because of, oh, I understood now
Man, you
all
should
what
have been
it
an Elon Musk with the questions you ask.
No. So, but the thing is, in fact, you put the kind of brain gymnastic where you are triggering yourself to say, oh, if that is that way, how it's working, or if that's how it was named, or
So you were
you
always asking for
start
clarity.
clarity, nothing else. And if you have clarity,
Get to
it's like you
sleep.
have a daily schedule. Sorry for interrupting you. If you have a daily schedule and you have a really good tabella, Excel, where you can tick, 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 yeah, you can really like say, okay, in the morning I will do that, 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 that. And you have the really nice tight schedule. And you finish everything, let's say what you should been working on the whole day till, let's say, 8 p.m. But because you have a nice schedule, you succeeded to finish them at 2
Yeah.
p.m. And from 2 p.m. up, you have such a clear head.
Yeah, that happens, yeah.
So imagine now in the regular world, really. You have so many questions in your mind. And you ask this question yourself.
Checking
No matter,
one after the
exactly.
other out.
Exactly. And when you remove that,
You feel nice.
you feel nice. You feel comfortable. If you want, we can go back to one subject which we had yesterday. And this will make you also the question, removing the question in your back RAM main brain. So we was coming to the point of shawarma,
Yeah, shawarma. We
where you
need.
thought it is Lebanese.
Yeah.
It is kind of. It is because the method that they are doing it is Lebanese. True.
Lebanese is juicy.
Oh,
Like Lebanese people.
yeah.
Hi there. A Turkish is like
Rough.
dry,
Eat it.
rough.
Eat it or I'll beat you.
Man.
Okay, so I'll give you clarity.
Yeah.
And let's see how you will feel later. Maybe even more confused and asking more questions, which is good. It's not bad. Or you will feel like, wow, okay. Wait, I know it
Yeah.
now. Throw it away.
Whatever it is, don't make me regret eating shawarma later.
No, you will
I don't
not.
want to think too much while eating shawarma. I want to enjoy it.
No, you can enjoy it. You can
Yeah.
keep it still enjoying it. So, first of all, the word shawarma comes from the Turkish word çevirme,
Get out of here.
means to rotate something by hand, to flip something.
No way.
Exactly. So going forward, the word döner means at the same way or the same meaning, rotation. Yeah, to
So
rotate
what? So
something.
shawarma came first or donor came
No,
first?
döner came first, and at that time, what you have to know is, in fact, that there was no country called Lebanon or Syria, and
Okay.
there was territories, kingdoms, families,
All
clans. Because
right.
countries just came after the First World War with
Right.
Kais and Pico, who made up countries which
Wow.
never existed. And so the thing is, in fact, if I'm not wrong, 18th or 17th century, you had development of a döner kebab or döner itself. The method of doing it means to put meat into a stick and to make it rotate in front of fire.
So basically it called as a rotating
Rotation,
chicken or something like that, huh?
kind of rotation meat, rotating kebab, and that was called in Turkish döner, so the rotating thing or rotating whatever you want to call it. Later on, when you travel in the Ottoman Empire, that's what I'm pointing actually. It is still Turkey. It is still Turkish. Let's say not Turkey because Turkey also didn't exist till 1917 or 1919. Actually, 1923, if someone wants to be precise. But so till then, it was Ottoman Empire, and people are freely to move from Turkey, central Turkey, to nowadays till Sham, and where it was ruled by Arabic, nowadays Lebanese, and Syrians, and was changed into another way of cooking it. same looking, but other herbs, because they have other herbs there. And shawarma got developed. Going further to confuse you a little bit more, if you go now to Greece, which was also Ottoman Empire, they have the same looking dish, but it is called gyros. So, what does mean gyros
So
in?
gyros is also like shawarma, or is it
Ah,
slightly
you can
different?
Google it, everyone, later. What is gyros meaning, like word? What's the meaning of the word gyros in them language? It means the same, rotation.
Wow.
Coming from a similar word like gyroscope, gyro.
All right.
So, rotating. So,
Thank
rotating,
God we didn't
rotating,
translate this
rotating.
in English. It would look so weird.
Exactly. So, to understand some stuff sometimes, of course it's not easy, but first of all, you know, and you have to have historical knowledge. Linguistic is really rarely found, but also that would be perfect. And then you understand things way faster, let's say. Of course, you can do it even, you don't study these things. You can just by researching yourself and understand how and what comes from where.
Okay.
So now I will give some extra credit to the Lebanese people, to the Arabs, Lebanese people, whatever you want to call them, Sham, Syria, because shawarma, by the way, starts from Syria till Lebanon. Yeah, so it's not just Lebanese. So the extra credit is linked to a small historical part. Everyone has to know and knows maybe even that Spain was conquered by the Arabs, Islamic world, for years and decades, like 500 up to 600 years. After that, the Ottomans been created or got into that territory where nowadays was the Islamic Caliphate and the Arabs. And just to not be confusing some people, that is long time before the kebab. Long time, but it's just to understand the roots, how things moved. So, coming to the date or years of the kebab, the roots still continued. Neither the Ottomans kicked anyone out, or neither the Arabs kicked anyone out. It was just ruling that territory. Like Spain nowadays, even so, it was ruled 500 up to 600 years from the Arab or Islamic world. They don't speak Arabic. So they was just ruled. So respecting them culture, respecting them
Yeah, so
whatever they
they
have.
didn't push their
Exactly.
language or culture.
Perfect. So they was sharing something together. The Ottomans did the same because cultural, we don't have a huge difference between Arabical culture and his Ottoman culture. So they was just ruling it. But they was sharing like the kebab. And the funny and interesting part is, in fact, as from central Turkey to Sham was the kebab going and becoming shawarma, the Arabs, of course, kept the relation between Spain and the Arabic world, so going and coming. So they had also in Spain similar dishes, kebab, shawarma, whatever you want to call it. So now it's a question, whom did the Spain conquer? Any idea?
Who could Spain conquer?
No, Spain conquered someone else now.
Towards America?
Latin America, exactly. That's why it's called Latin America, because of the language that they speak. It's Latin. Spanish is Latin. And that's the reason. So Portugal, Spain, France, Italy, and so on, these are all Latin languages. And that's why it's called Latin America. They was conquered by Portugal and Spain.
That's why they talk Spanish.
Yes. So the influence but the influence of the Arabs sticked. No way you can get rid of it. Yeah. So they took their own influence, which they got from the Arab and Islamic world, and took it with them to America, Latin America, better said, sorry,
Damn.
which nowadays, for example, is Mexico at that time, but was called Aztec.
Fantastic.
Aztec.
I'm curious now, what is this thing which you're going to refer to? I don't tell me it is something which I know.
The funny part is, in fact, I'm trying through that big round to give credit to the Lebanese, that they somehow, nice or not nice, we can argue about this, they forced the Native Americans,
okay,
so the Native Aztecs or Latin Americans, to make them something looking or tasting similar to shawarma.
Similar to shawarma, Mexican food? I can't even understand.
There is.
Okay.
If you go historical back, you will see even the similarity, because these people didn't have anything like similar. This, even looking like okay. this. So they was forced by the Arabs, let's say, or Spanish Arabs, however you want to put the constellation, because it's difficult, yeah. But I gave you already the combination, how it happened. And they was forced, they said, okay, make us, you know, the bread like this, round, and now put meat into it. Now put some vegetables, some, you know, green stuff into it. Now put a sauce on it.
Come on.
They didn't have any tahini, nothing. Yeah, nothing.
Damn.
So they was doing Don't tell something. Me
this is something which I'm thinking.
It is taco. So guy. The taco.
I think my podcast is going to stop because of this guy. I think people are going to throw me stones from the comments.
So the tacos was somehow, let's say, a helping scream or kind of like, oh please, shawarma, I want to eat, because you know you want your food that you know from your home.
So you said some name, Aztecs. Aztecs what?
Aztecs.
How? The word Aztecs come and how the word taco comes then.
No, this has nothing to do with
it. So they just call their names.
No. The word Aztec or the name Aztec is the people itself. They call themselves Aztec. But the Americans, I mean, like nowadays Americans, they call this people Mexican.